For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Legislation that would expand legal protections in Missouri for breastfeeding moms is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. The bill is sponsored by Democratic House member Rory Ellinger of St. Louis County, who is on leave from the legislature after being diagnosed with liver cancer. It would allow breastfeeding moms to be excused from jury duty and would mandate that breastfeeding in public does not equal indecent exposure or conduct. Fellow Democrat Joe Kevney of St. Louis City sponsored Ellinger's bill in the Senate.
His health has taken a severe downturn. He's a good friend. I think everybody could learn a lot. Some of the younger people could really learn a lot about dedication and focus of purpose and loyalty.
The bill has already passed the Missouri House. Senate leaders on Monday suspended the rules so that it could be given final passage and sent to Governor Jay Nixon as soon as possible due to what's been described as Ellinger's, quote, deteriorating health. His bill was passed unanimously by both the House and Senate. A legislative proposal could cause some Missouri residents to think twice. Would they rather have a representative at the state capitol or a tax refund? A bill scheduled to be heard today by a House committee would entitle people to income tax credits if they live in legislative districts that have been vacant for more than 180 days. Some lawmakers are frustrated with how long Governor Jay Nixon has taken to call elections for vacant seats. One southern Missouri House seat will have been empty for more than a year by the time a special election is held in August. Current law requires governors to call elections without delay for legislative vacancies, but sets no specific deadline. The proposed tax credits could range from dozens to hundreds of dollars. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In order to educate and highlight issues associated with sexual assault, the University of Missouri has scheduled various events throughout the month that are free to the public. Danica Wolf, coordinator of MU's Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center, says the center is working hard to raise awareness for sexual assault crimes.
Awareness Month, like Sexual Assault Awareness Month, can be helpful for folks to take the opportunity to learn something new about an issue that they're not as familiar with.
Events for the month include a sexual violence legal panel, a medical panel, and the Angel Band Project, an advocacy organization that uses music therapy to help victims of sexual violence. The month will conclude with the 5th Annual Freedom Walk on April 27th, which will benefit the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition and the Find, Rescue, Embrace, Empower organization. A longtime employee of the Missouri Department of Social Services has been appointed as its new director. Brian Kincaid was named to the post Monday by Governor Jay Nixon. Kincaid has served as the department's acting director since last May and also had a year-and-a-half stint as acting director from 2011 to 2012. Kincaid's tenure at the Social Services Department spans the past 5 gubernatorial administrations. He previously served as the agency's deputy director and as head of its divisions of Budget and Finance and Child Support Enforcement. Before joining the department, Kincaid was executive director of the Missouri Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities. He also served as a budget analyst for the State Senate Appropriations Committee. The appointment is subject to Senate confirmation. A new estimate puts the eventual cost of a Missouri tax cut proposal at more than $620 million annually. Governor Jay Nixon cited the projection Monday while asserting that the Senate legislation would, quote, permanently undermine Missouri's ability to support K-12 and higher education. Sponsoring Senator Will Krause had previously estimated the tax cut would waive less than $500 million of revenues annually once fully implemented. The tax cuts could start in 2017. Missouri drivers would not need to show birth certificates or other source documents when renewing their licenses under legislation passed by the State House. The bill was approved with a 135-10 vote on Monday and now heads to the Senate. Under the measure, only a reasonable belief of fraud could cause drivers to be required upon renewal to show license clerks documents that prove lawful residence and citizenship. Residents across mid-Missouri took part in Earth Hour this past Saturday. The worldwide initiative, started in 2007 by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, asks people to turn off their lights for 1 hour to save electricity. Chris Rolfing is the manager of member services at Boone Electric Cooperative. He says that turning out the light is only a small task in conserving energy.
Turning off the light when you're not in a room all has an effect, But the largest single effect that anyone can see for saving energy is to be aware of those things that use the most energy.
Rolfing says that the top three consumers of energy in the home are heating, hot water, and refrigeration. He says Boone Electric and the City of Columbia are proactive in helping its members make their homes more energy efficient. The cooperative and the City of Columbia use the Home Performance with Energy Star program, which Rolfing says is a comprehensive program that checks how insulated homes are and where leaks are occurring. The goal of the program is to help customers save money wherever they can. MU's voice area coordinator of the School of Music, Ann Harrell, had a surprise visit Monday by MU's Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton and Commerce Bank Chair Jim Schatz. They awarded Harrell, an associate professor of voice, with a 2014 William T. Kemper Fellowship for Teaching Excellence. Harrell says she's thrilled with the recognition.
I'm delighted, of course. I feel honored. I feel humbled. I really love what I do, so to be recognized and awarded in this way is a real thrill for me.
The Kemper Fellowships are awarded each year to five outstanding teachers at the University of Missouri. The fellowship includes a $10,000 check. Harrell says that she'll be thinking about what she'll do with the money. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.